23강 가정, 직장 생활 기출 예제 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Dad, do you remember this picture?
Wow, it's an old photo. When was it taken? Were you 13?
I think so. I love the two birds flying in the sky.
Yeah, it was a really beautiful day. Oh, I remember the hat you're wearing in the picture.
Yes, you bought it for my birthday. It was my favorite hat that summer.
And there's a book next to the bag. You always brought a book wherever you went.
Right. Look at our dog, Sparky. He's running around the beach.
He's such a good dog.
Oh, there's a sandcastle under the tree.
It's lovely. Somebody must have enjoyed making it.
We had so much fun. We should go back there someday.
That would be great.
1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Miranda, I heard you're going to open a childcare center.
Yeah, I've been working in the childcare field for a long time, and a coworker and I decided to open up our own.
That's great. Where will it be?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I just got a call from my cousin Harry. His wedding is going to be on October 10th in Korea.
That's good news. His fiancée is from Korea, right?
Yeah, they've decided to have a traditional wedding there. We should book our flight tickets soon.
3번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jeremy. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Samantha. I didn't expect to see you at work today. I thought you were working from home all of this week.
That was my plan.
Did something happen?
Actually, I was just having difficulty concentrating at home, so I thought I could be more productive if I came here to the office.
I see. Do you have a dedicated workspace at your house?
What do you mean?
You know, a place that you only use for working. Not like where you watch TV or at your kitchen table.
Kind of like a home office?
Yeah, basically. It could help put you in the mindset of work so you can focus better and be more productive.
I normally try to work on my living room couch. I'll give what you said a try. Thanks for the advice.
You're welcome.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
All right, it's all set up. Do you want me to move it to the side a little bit?
No, it's exactly where I want it. I love it.
Okay.
You're taking my old one, aren't you? I had that arranged when I bought this one.
Yeah. How long have you had the old one?
For more than 15 years. It sometimes makes a loud noise. That's why I bought a new one.
I see. Well, the new refrigerator is plugged in, but wait 1 or 2 hours before putting anything in it.
Why is that?
Because if you put food in it before it gets cold, it'll smell bad. Do you have any other questions about the refrigerator?
No. Thanks for installing it and connecting the water line to the water dispenser and ice maker in it.
No problem. Here's my business card. Contact me if you have any problems.
Thank you.
5번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hey, David, looking at pictures on your smartphone?
Yeah, here's one of my niece, Kate. Last weekend, she set up a hot cocoa stand to raise money to help people in need.
How thoughtful. Let me have a look. Oh, she added a Christmas theme. She put a Santa Claus doll on the chair on the left.
Yeah, and she hung this rabbit stuffed animal from the top of the stand.
It's very cute. It must have been a little chilly. Kate was wearing a hat and muffler.
Yes, it was in the morning. Thankfully, it warmed up during the day.
Did she make the menu in front of the ladder?
Yes, she did. Oh, I just realized something. See this lantern under the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
It's from my grandfather, Kate's great-grandfather. It has to be at least 100 years old.
Wow, that's really old.
What are you doing, Mom? Are you making a shopping list?
No, I'm making a list of things we don't use anymore. I think it's time to clean up the house. We have too much stuff.
Yeah, so are you going to throw away all the items on the list?
No, I'll take some of them to a charity.
You're making a long list. It won't be easy to sort out all this stuff.
I know. It'll take a while to get it done.
When are you going to start? Is there anything I can do?
Your dad and I are planning to do it this weekend. Do you have anything that you don't use anymore in your room?
Actually, I organize my room during the winter vacation, but I'll check again.
Okay.
I'll let you know when I'm finished.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 어젯밤에 잠을 잘 자지 못한 이유를 고르시오.
Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Jessica. How was your room last night?
The room was nice and the blanket and pillows were comfortable, but I couldn't sleep well.
Why not? Is it because you weren't sleeping in your own bed?
No, that wasn't a problem. It's because the people in the hotel room next to me were pretty noisy.
Oh, really? So they kept you up at night?
Yes, I think they were having a party.
You should have come and told us or called the front desk.
I didn't want to wake you up, and I didn't think of calling the front desk.
I see. Let's go to the front desk now and tell them what happened last night.
Okay.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Honey, check this out. I found an online appliance store that's having a going out of business sale right now.
Oh, let's see. Do they have any coffee makers?
That's what I was about to look for. Oh, look. They have the exact one we want. It's originally $300. But it's 30% off right now.
Awesome! Let's get it!
I'll add it to the shopping cart.
And let's look at their microwaves. If they have one at a good price, let's get it.
All right. Here they are. This one looks good.
Yeah. It's originally $100, but it's at half price now.
Okay. Let's place our order now.
All right. Hey, look at that! We get an additional $10 off for spending over $200.
That's good. I'm going to pay with my credit card.
Okay.
9번. 대화를 듣고 스프링 패밀리 북워크에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Stella, what are you looking at on the internet?
I'm looking at the public library website. They're having a spring family book walk next month.
Oh, That's an event where people walk around and do activities related to books, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Saturday, May 23rd at 10 a.m. We should take Mom and Dad. They'd have a lot of fun.
Definitely. Where will it be?
At Riverside Park. There will be a book sale set up, too, in the park, so we can go there after the walk.
Perfect. Do we need to register for it?
Let's see. Yeah, we do. Registration begins on May 1st.
We'll just have to remember to do that.
Yeah, I'll write a reminder on the calendar so I won't forget.
Good idea. Thanks for finding out about that.
(10번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 수납 카트를 고르시오.
Are you doing some online shopping, honey?
Yeah, I'm looking for a storage cart for the kitchen.
That's a good idea. Do you see any you like?
I just came across these 5 models, but I don't want to buy this one. I don't think plastic would be strong enough.
I agree. How much are you willing to spend on it?
Well, I think we should keep it under $200.
Okay, that eliminates this one. And I think we should definitely get one with handles.
I think so, too. It'd be easier to move around. Which do you like better out of these two?
Both would match our furniture. So then how about this one? The more shelves, the better.
Sure, why not? Let's go for it.
Okay.
11번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Logan. It's been ages since you visited our restaurant last time.
Yes, I've been very busy these days.
I see. How was the food today? It's a dish we just added to the menu.
Your food is always delicious. I want to be a chef like you.
Thanks. Oh, how did your cooking test go? You said last time you would take the test.
I passed the written test, but I have a performance test to go.
That reminds me of my performance test. I failed it the first time.
You failed? That's unbelievable.
Well, I was so nervous that I couldn't finish cooking in time.
Too bad. Then what should I do to finish cooking in time?
Well, you must practice cooking a lot, but you also need to learn about laying out the tools and utensils on the kitchen counter.
I see. I'll keep in mind what you said about setting out the kitchen utensils.
12번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 윈스턴이 샌드라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sandra has been working as a secretary for her boss, Winston, at a trading company for 10 years. She is a very positive and kind person who always has a bright expression and kind words to say. Nowadays, however, she hasn't been her normal positive self, because she's been worried about her father, who was injured in a car accident. Winston notices that Sandra hasn't been smiling very much and hasn't been as energetic as usual. He is concerned, so he goes over to Sandra to find out what's worrying her. In this situation, what would Winston most likely say to Sandra?